My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
Hello, y'all. Bob the Drag Queen.
Hello, Monet Exchange. How are you?
You don't ever say my full name. You only always say Mo or Monet. That's nice. Can you please start saying my full name more? I like that. That makes me feel good.
Monet Xavier James.
Oh my God, imagine my middle drag name was Xavier.
My name is Monet Zion James.
Oh my God, Zion. Oh my God, can I just tell you, I was on Twitter yesterday, and I was just like looking at all of our, you and I have a lot of the same fans and a lot of our like fierce Black women fans. I just love them so much. Like Bempe, Alexis, Celeste.
I love Bempe.
Bempe and I hung out when I was in, oh my God, can I say this about Bempe? So we were doing a show on the West End, and I was
tell everyone who Bempe is first. So listen. By the way, thank you all for, if you're just joining us on the Stereo app, this is a Sibling Rivalry Live, and Monet and I, what we love about the Stereo app is that we get an opportunity to Corona, oh shit, super spreader. Monet and I get a chance to hear what you're saying. So today we're going to have a conversation about straight people. the myth, the legend, do they exist? I've never seen one. So we're going to talk about straight people. But tell everyone who Bempe is.
Also, Bempe is a very big fan of myself and Bob, and not just us, but a lot of the Black queens, like Shea Coulee. She loves Shea. She loves, that's it. The three of us.
No, she loves Naomi. She loves Naomi, too.
Oh my God. Of course, Naomi.
Will you stop insinuating that Naomi's not Black? You do it every time we have these school discussions.
Oh, my God.
It is very offensive, Monet. It is very. Can you say out loud, Naomi Smalls is Black?
You're so problematic.
So you won't even say it. You won't even say it now.
You know what? It's literally stuff like this. I won't say just because you're pissing me off so much, and I will not say.
Oh, so you get to them. You get to deny Naomi Smalls her Blackness out of being petty. Must be nice.
Oh my God. Anyways, so Bempe lives in the UK, and I just love Bempe. The first time I met her, do you know what? I have all the little tokens that Bempe has given us. Do you? I have like the
yeah. I carry the passport everywhere I go.
The passport. I have the little the fan, the bag. Purse. Yeah, all of it. It's always really great stuff. Anyway, so doing the show in the West End, obviously through coronavirus, we normally when you do shows like this, people can like come back to the stage door and you can like bring like your friends and family backstage, your dressing room and stuff. This time you couldn't do that because you know you got to keep it clean and COVID free, whatever. So, but the day when they shut it down, I had to go to the theater to get my shirt from the dressing room, like my tights, my pads, my makeup, all that stuff. Mm. So I go to the stage door and I'm like, hi, I'm here. I have my little sister here. She's just here to help me like carry my stuff from the theater.
Oh my God.
So I bring Bempe backstage and she like saw like backstage and like my dress myself, which I had the biggest dressing room, by the way, because I'm what? Large.
The biggest one? Oh. Monet, breaking COVID rules. Monet, super spreader exchange.
I did not break COVID rules.
To breathe on stuff.
Girl, the show is shut down. I think everything was shut down.
Because of you. Because you snuck Bempe into the dressing room.
Oh, wait. I always forget, I need to take this time. You should do it as well. Press the little arrow up button and share this on your story. I'm sick and tired of being the only person who ever promotes Sibling Rivalry. I'm fucking sick and tired of it.
Okay, I'm not even going to engage in the shenanigans you are preaching on this homosexual day.
I bet.
Because listen, honey, I am a very hardworking portion of the Sibling Rivalry promotion team. Let's just say that.
Anyway. So again, if you're just joining us, we are here on the Stereo app. Bob and I really like this app because it lets us be interactive with y'all. Y'all can ask us questions. Y'all can say shady shit about us if you want to. And it's just a really fun way to engage and interact with our fans.
Now, what happens is if you join us on Patreon, you'll be able to watch this video in about a week or so, maybe 2 weeks. We're not sure. It might come out later. But You'll be able to watch these videos. But as of now, they live exclusively on Patreon for about a week, and then later on, they come out on, I mean, they're exclusively on the Serial app for about a week, and then the video comes out a little bit later. So I'm joining us for a live sibling rivalry.
You're wearing that sweater that you and I have some that you got me a sweater made like this. Can you show you on the back? Show the back.
Yes, I can. Thank you to Daniel from Zero Waste Clothing.
So good.
Also, listen, y'all, Monet, you have not worn yours out yet, and I'm really starting to get hurt. Every time I put this on, my feelings get hurt. Can I be honest with you about my feelings?
Can you be honest? If you promise not to drain the living life out of me, yes, you can.
It's just that you have not worn this yet. And this is one of those gifts that I was so proud of. We're going to have matching ones. And it's somewhere in the back of your closet. You packed for the UK and you looked at this sweater and said, not that ugly piece of shit. Why have you not worn it? And at the time you kept saying, it's hot outside. Well, bitch, it was hot, cool, cold, chilly, sweater. We passed sweater weather.
Ooh.
It's the sweatpants season.
I love chili. Chili is so good. I love a good Hormel chili, honey.
So why have you not, do you like the sweater or not? Just tell me right now.
I do like the sweater, Bob. It's just cardigan is not part of my everyday life. I will find a time to wear it. I will wear the fucking
sweater. I'm not asking you to wear it every day, but maybe it would be a part of one of your days since your birthday, which was, by the way, in February. It's almost been a year since I got you this. You have not found a single occasion in 10 months to wear a sweater.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. Number one, yeah, my birthday was in February, but bitch, you gave it to me March like 19th, so almost a full
Because you weren't here.
Okay,
it's not because I was doing something. You weren't here. You were out